Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Okay, it's time for speed jokes. Let's see which was the best joke of the week. Thanks for sending them in to John Williams at WGNradio.com. On Fridays, we also select randomly from the jokes sent in, and someone whose name is selected wins the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Here's joke of the week number one. Quiz time, Dave. What does a yellow traffic light mean?
Slow down.
What does a... I can't believe we haven't done that joke yet, but 4 years in. By the way, the four-year anniversary is about 3 weeks away for Speed Jokes. So how about them apples? Here's joke of the week number two.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray Caesar, and John Williams will star as WGN-TV weatherman Tom Skilling.
You there. Why are all my chariots dinged and dented?
Hail, Caesar.
Thank you very much, but what happened to my chariots?
kind of digging my Tom Skilling there. And Dave's Caesar. Here's joke of the week number three.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray Gravel, and John Williams will star as Sand.
How are you?
I'm fine. What a stupid joke.
Yeah.
And they're all sponsored by Team Hochberg, and they're kind of regretting it now. All right, here's joke of the week number. I think we are on joke of the week number four.
I said, Buddha, what makes us human? Buddha said, selecting all images with traffic lights.
Joke of the week number five.
Blue whales are so large, if you took one and laid it end to end on a basketball court, it would be very difficult to play basketball on that court.
We have a series of real obvious punchline jokes. For instance, number six.
If you lined up all the elephants in the world from the earth to the moon, they would all die and space would be littered with dead elephants.
I love this image. I mean, it's terrible for the elephants, but all of these elephants floating in low orbit, waiting to fall into the atmosphere and burst into flames. It's a terrible thing. Here's joke of the week number seven.
To the lobsters on board in the kitchen, the Titanic sinking wasn't such a bad thing.
Now, there's one lobster looking at the other going, you've got to be kidding me. Really? Oh, my God. Here's joke of the week number eight.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a drill sergeant, and John Williams will star as a private in basic training.
Private Smith.
Sir.
I didn't see you at camouflage practice today.
Thank you, sir.
Joke of the week. Number nine.
How do you know a cat burglar's been in your house?
I don't know how.
Your cat's gone.
Joke of the... These are more fun than I thought they were going to be. I thought it was a bad week, but I'm amused. Here's joke of the week number 10.
Two psychics meet on the street. The first one says, you're fine. How am I?
Joke of the week. Number 11.
I was at a restaurant and ordered a chicken sandwich. I complained when the waitress gave me an egg sandwich. She said, here in Alabama, it's the same thing.
Here's joke of the week number 12.
According to my homeowner's insurance policy, if my blanket is stolen in the middle of the night, I won't be covered.
We were thinking about while you were gone, about you while you were away for the game, Dave. Here's joke of the week number 13.
John, what would happen if Dave just evaporated in a poof of clouds?
Well, he'd be missed.
Thank you.
Finally, joke of the week number 14.
If you have one lasagna and you put it on top of another lasagna, you still only have one lasagna.
I love them all like my children. Steve Alexander, the joke of the week is...
Slow down.
Really? Number one, out of the gate. Dave Ennett, the joke of the week is...
I like the liberated lobsters.
Thank you. Bobby Kay, what do you say?
Sand.
I'm going to go with that one, too.
We were yucking it up in the newsroom with everybody with that one.
Producer Pete, where are you today?
Dave is missed.
Thank you, Pete.
Dave is much loved. Why, he's even missed. All right. By the way, congratulations, Marty Saranic. We randomly pulled the name of Marty Saranic to win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. We always play the bit back after the 1:30 edition of WGN Radio News.